Lawrence Beaton will spend the rest of his life behind bars for attacking Pauline Quinn, who was 73, with her coffee table in Worksop in November 2021. He'd been given the accommodation while out on licence from a life sentence for murdering two elderly sisters in 1995. A junior doctor on strike in England has compared staffing challenges in his hospital to a plane crashing every single week and ignoring it. Professor Sir Stephen Powers from NHS England says this walkout is hard for staff.
We only have four normal working days over the next few weeks, and the six-day action that we're seeing in early January is going to be very challenging to manage.
Prices are rising at their slowest rate for 2 years, with the latest figures for November revealing a steeper-than-expected drop in inflation. The cost of petrol and food helped drive the slowdown to 3.9% last month. Jurors in the trial of two 16-year-olds accused of murdering transgender teenager Brianna Jai have been sent out to consider their verdicts. She was stabbed 28 times in a park near Warrington in Cheshire in February. Prince Andrew could be one of the 170 friends, associates and victims of Jeffrey Epstein named in soon-to-be-published court documents. The release is part of a settled legal case against Epstein's former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, who's now serving a prison sentence for sex trafficking. Here's our royal correspondent Laura Bundog.
Some of the evidence that could come out in these documents is relating to a woman called Joanna Sjoberg. It might not be a name anyone knows, but she is the woman who has made accusations against Prince Andrew that he groped her breasts while sat on a sofa in Jeffrey Epstein's apartment in Manhattan back in 2001.
The Dukes always denied the allegations. And Nottingham Forest have a new manager after sacking Steve Cooper. Nuno Espirito Santo takes over. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks very much, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM. Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, not a terrible day like yesterday, but we could get a little bit of light rain and drizzle later on this afternoon. It's going to be fairly mild, a maximum temperature of 10 degrees Celsius, and then tonight staying largely cloudy. There could be further outbreaks of rain and drizzle, and a minimum temperature overnight of a very mild 9 degrees. Good afternoon.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Oh, yes, good afternoon indeed. It's exactly 3 minutes past one on a Wednesday afternoon, which means it's me, it's Bob Simpson, with a Christmassy 1-2-3. Big thank you to Paul Golder, manfully sitting in for Michelle Ward. Enjoyed some of those 70s songs, eh? Woohoo!
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, indeed. And what a show I've got for you today. But I'll tell you all about that soon. Meanwhile, let's get in the mood.
Merry Christmas from us all here on Phoenix 98 FM.
wonderful. First released in 1973. That makes it 50 years old now. That's Slade and Merry Christmas, Everybody. And I've been listening to that for 50 years and I still think it sounds good. So anyway, what's coming up on the show today, I hear you ask? Well, it's a jam-packed show today. In the first hour, we've got the final part of that interview with Billericay resident Daphne Norris. We've heard about wartime years and growing up in the 50s and 60s and how she progressed through that time. And Daphne's back today to tell us, bring us up today, up to the present. And that'll be coming up, around about 25 past one, something like that. So it's the 20th of December. Are you ready yet? I love saying that because it annoys everybody. I bet you're there now doing your Christmas wrapping, aren't you? Well, so are the waitresses. Bob Simpson on 123, home of the Corny Link. Yeah, that's The Waitresses and Christmas Wrapping. Well, what else you got coming up on the show, Bob, I hear you ask? Well, after 2 o'clock, I've got something so exciting, I don't really want to tell you too much about it because, I don't want to build you up. And anyway, it's a world exclusive after 2 o'clock. So stay tuned and I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Now, it's not all Christmas records today. I am going to put a few other ones in, and this one in particular that I really love because it's a local musician called George Bone. He was in the studio on Michelle Ward's show a couple of weeks ago, and he's great, and so is this song. It's called Valencia.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go,
yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villarrica's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Drummond. Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7pm, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7pm on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That girls talk.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, looking at the roads, it seems to be quite a lot going on at the moment. In Hockley, the main road, Alderman's Hill, there's slow-moving traffic in both directions, approaching the junction with Folly Lane. Then on the A132 Burnham Road, we've got slow traffic on Ferrers Road, southbound to the A130 at Rettenden. In Billericay, it's looking slow in both directions on the High Street between Sun Street and Stock Road. And Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road and on Ingrave Road approaching the High Street at Wilson's Corner. In Rayleigh, we've got slow traffic on the High Road, Crown Hill and Webster's Way approaching the High Street. And then in Chelmsford, we've got some slow traffic on Parkway from the High Chelmer roundabout to the Army and Navy roundabout. And also slow moving traffic on the A1114 Baddow Bypass and Baddow Road, Van Diemen's Road and Parkway, again towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And finally in Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on the Gallywood Road and Wood Street towards the Miami roundabout, New London Road. That's your travel for now. We'll have another look in the next hour. It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and the show is called 1-2-3 because it's from 1 to 3. How about that then? Right, coming up in a moment is the final part of my chat with Daphne Norris, Billericay resident for 65 years and has lived in the local area even longer. It's been fascinating. We've heard parts 1 and 2 in previous weeks, and now we've got the final part coming up in just a minute after this. Okay, so we're going to move on to the 70s, right up till now, and quite a lot has happened in that time, I imagine.
Yes.
Your children were growing up and went off to have families of their own.
Yep.
So tell us all about them.
My son got married, and he went to live in St. Osyth. I think they got married the year she finished university, I think, the year before she finished university, and then they had another year where they were living together and getting used to one another up in Guildford.
Okay.
Then they came down and upset her dad a bit because she was pregnant.
Oh, why did that upset him then?
Because he thought Paul should have known better. Well, she was trainee nurse.
Okay.
But I'm glad they did have that because he's lovely.
Yeah.
And he's left me.
Yeah, he lives far away now, doesn't he?
Yeah, lives in Australia.
Yeah.
But I wish him all the best of everything in the world because he deserves it.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I spent a lot of Christmases with Alison and her family, and it got to the stage as I've got ancient that I couldn't stand A, being cold, and I shouldn't have been cold because there was plenty of stuff going on to keep me warm, but yeah. I couldn't move about enough.
No.
But they always played games before, during and after Christmas dinner.
Right.
And they're very loud.
And it was all a bit much, was it,
and
for you?
It yeah. just, my head couldn't take it. Yeah. So
well, I don't think you're on your own there, you know. I've heard of quite a few people, as they get older, they don't want all that and would prefer
well, the thing, a bit what, of peace and quiet. What really crowned it was all the different things they asked, I couldn't answer.
Okay.
I didn't. I by then, I hadn't got... I couldn't watch television and... couldn't see to write things down right. and you know it was just not that I didn't want to be with them but I wanted them to
tone it down a bit.
And of course they were going into television programs and all sorts of different questions for the quizzes and okay. that and I couldn't answer any of them.
No.
And you feel really left out when you get all of a sudden one of them yelling out practically before the question's asked.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with modern radio, modern music.
No.
The modern radio music.
Neither can I. But, I mean, going back a bit to when, you know, you were able to see and they were probably a bit younger, did they all descend on you at Christmas time or did you go to them?
With Alison and her family, I always went to them because okay. it's what she wanted.
Yeah.
I have had different ones here round about then.
Yeah.
My two brothers have got their own families and... They all have places to go and people to see and other people to please, you know.
And you've got quite a Christmas list you have to fulfil now. You've got grandchildren as well, haven't you?
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Oh, I've got four beautiful granddaughters.
Yeah.
The first one is Elisa. She's my son's eldest and she's an absolute dream.
Mm-hmm.
She's... Usually when she goes to work, she sends me a message now on the mobile.
Yeah.
And I usually answer it fairly quickly, which puts a problem for her because I don't stop talking when I start.
No, I can't believe that. You're about the easiest interview I've ever done. I'll just start you off and you just carry on. It's really good.
You're a diamond, you are.
Oh, yeah.
I love you to pieces, I'll tell you that much.
I love you to pieces too, so there you go.
But I have her sister, who is 15 months younger than her, who is Holly, and she works in National Health, but she has had bad health all her life.
Oh, dear.
She's got cystic fibrosis.
Okay.
And she's had some pretty rough times.
And you've got another two granddaughters?
My daughter's two daughters. Harriet. I'm so glad she's called Harriet because that was my grandmother's name.
Oh, nice.
And Alison didn't know that.
Right.
When she called. It wasn't because she called her after my grandmother, but my grandmother must have...
fed the information
through from the stars, you know.
Lovely.
But Harriet is absolutely gorgeous and she keeps in touch with me and it's you know, she'll come in and she's always bright and breezy.
Lovely.
She's got a high powered job.
Ooh.
And there's an awful lot of I can't remember exactly what it's in, but it is a job that's mostly done in London.
Okay.
And she's also made herself another job, which is her own work, and that is sorting out if anyone wants holidays.
Oh, okay. Sort of travel agency.
Travel agent.
Yeah.
Of, you know, sort of. So if she loses the main job, she's got something to fall back on.
Very good, yeah.
And Amelia, well, Harriet is 27 and Amelia is 23.
Right.
And she's the younger one and she's also got a high-powered job. Mm. And she was very lucky with this one. And she works in London as well. So at one time they used to go by train together, but now Harriet's got her own home.
Okay.
She lives in Wickford, so she goes on the different line to the Chelmsford one.
Yeah, and fairly local and, to you.
But both of them, you know, they are all... Oh, I think they're stunners, myself. Mm. I think they're absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're good and they keep in touch with me.
Well, I can see where they get it from, if they're absolutely stunning. So, well done.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Don't be like that. I know I'm as ugly as sin.
No, you're not. You're gorgeous. Stop it. Stop arguing with me.
Yes, sir. I believe anything you say at any time.
I'm sure. So, finally, then, you've lived in Billericay for something like 65 years.
Yep.
What's it been like as a place to live?
Well, it was always lovely when I could go myself and go shopping.
You can't get out much now, can you? That's the trouble.
No.
But
my legs are not strong enough to hold the body. Well, there's something wrong either with my brain or my legs, as you know. To your cost.
I'm saying nothing.
To your cost. Yeah. But, of course.
But it's been a good place to live over the years, has it,
yes,
for you?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And... I'm quite happy with my next-door neighbour. When he feels in the right frame of mind, he might come and see me, but I don't see him often enough.
You always have to have a little dig, don't you?
Of course. If I don't, you wouldn't think it was me.
No, that's right.
But,
love you all the same, though. So
and I love you too.
Well, Daphne, thank you so much for talking to me. And, of course, I'm going to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And
can we do a repeat of last year?
Oh, we're not going to tell them about that, are we? I can't even remember what happened last year. What happened last year?
After dinner, you came in here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It must have been all the alcohol you fed me. It's gone.
No, you
brain
were feeding
now.
Yourself,
oh,
and
okay.
I think you got a bit fed up because I was only going slow on it.
I will be popping in to see you at some point on Christmas Day, but I don't know when yet. So there we are. That would be nice, and I would enjoy that. And you've got some Disaronno to sample, haven't
yeah.
you? So
oh yeah, not
I've
at
got
all.
To give that a try. Anyway, like I was just saying, thank you so much for talking to me, and I'm sure all our listeners would join me in wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed for the same thing.
Good for you.
And it'll be happy if you do come and turn up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I know you can cut that out.
Am I allowed to identify you by your full name?
Well, I don't care.
Oh, all right then. It's Daphne Norris.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Daphne Jones.
Yeah. Now, there's one final song that you've chosen for us, and it's quite a modern one, relatively speaking, isn't it? Tell us about this one.
Oh, well, it makes a lot of noise, and it's the sort of thing that you really like, the racket that goes on with all your music.
I think it's quite a gentle one, actually, but yeah.
But I can't remember the title of it. Because I never can remember the titles.
Never mind, yeah.
But you should remember, so...
Okay, can't remember who it's by?
No, I don't... Because I can't see it written down.
No, okay.
I can't get it into the brain enough.
All right. You whispered in my ear you'd like Last Christmas
That's
by Wham.
Right.
Yeah?
That's right.
Okay, well... We'll sign off with Last Christmas and Wham. And once again, Daphne, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Give us a kiss.
Last Christmas.
Oh yeah, Daphne's Choice there, Last Christmas by Wham. And I know you'll be listening at home, Daphne. Thank you so much for chatting to us. It's been really interesting listening to the things you've had to say about your life growing up in and around our area here. And if you missed any of that, it will all be on the Phoenix FM website later today, parts 1, 2 and 3. And you can also listen again on Christmas Day, when the whole thing will be going out at 2 o'clock. Right, it's Christmas time, isn't it? We could all do with a bit of money for nothing, couldn't we?
Influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many styles and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
98 FM.
Merry Christmas from us all here on Phoenix 98 FM.
See those faces. Driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around. But soon there'll be a freeway, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. Just the same.
Christmas classic there from Chris Rea and Driving Home for Christmas. And exciting news, I can now officially reveal what's happening in the next hour on this show. We are going to be talking to Father Christmas. Yes, he came in last year around this time, and he said he enjoyed it so very much, he's back again. I've just had a message from him. He's just flying over Iceland at the moment, but it's okay, he's got the heat shields on to get over there, and he will be here in the next 10 minutes or so. So stick around. We had quite a laugh last year, and I'm hoping to be able to do the same. Yes, Father Christmas will be here.
Was crying. dance with Save Babe in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "Don't say another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, I'm a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling it's years for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then through the night. The boys in the L.A. P.D. choir were singing, "Going by." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap and you haggard. Happy Christmas, you're all sad, thank God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Going by." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD
and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.